Proclamation number 2425 of July 29, 1942. Rebelliousness against God allayed embodiment as a human being. Lovelessness. New earth. New epochs of redemption. The state of the beingness in the form is agonizing as long as it resists God. This is to be understood in such a way that no compulsion would depress the beingness if it did not rebel against God, that therefore the beingness itself creates this agonizing state, but can also free itself from it at any time when it gives up its resistance against God. And thus it follows that the higher development of the spiritual substance, that is, the return to God, does not always take the same amount of time but can take place quickly or slowly depending on the spiritual substance's will, which is an explanation for the ever new generations of human beings who all inhabit the earth for the purpose of their spiritual maturing and yet walk the earthly path at different times. Creation has always and at all times been the shell of the spiritual, and always and at all times this spiritual was more or less opposed to God, and therefore the spiritual, which was already more turned towards God, covered its earthly life path in a shorter time and could therefore also go through the lost stage as man earlier. However, this spiritual substance did not always remain turned towards God in its embodiment as a human being but often developed aggressively again, which is why there have always and at all times been people who lived earthly life in the furthest distance from God and also had to leave it as completely immature. But often a short time in the beyond was enough for these spiritual beings to come to realization and then strive towards the light with increased zeal. Whereas the spiritual substance, which was allowed to embody itself as a human being in later times, had previously remained in opposition to God for a long time and therefore only after a long time was it granted the grace of embodiment as a human being. And this beingness very often failed in its last test of earthly life, where it was now supposed to finally give up its resistance against God of its own free will. That is why the lack of love is also becoming more and more prevalent, but this does not exclude that also in these lost generations people turn to God with particular intimacy, in whom the spiritual pushes towards the lost redemption. But in most cases this spirituality will have a difficult stand insofar as it is to assert itself against the God-rejecting spirituality which does everything to stop its course of development. Consequently, this spiritual substance is to fight and cover a more difficult course on earth as a human being than the spiritual substance was destined to do in earlier periods. But it is its will that determines the nature and duration of these struggles. The will has to become strong that the spiritual substance tries to free itself from its constraint. It is to make up in earthly life what it previously lacked in will during the stages. As a human being, he must strive towards God, whom he previously resisted, and he must consciously carry out this battle, just as he once consciously opposed God. The embodiment as a human being will therefore make greater demands on him the later it takes place, i.e., each period of development is determined in its duration. It is limited, i.e., it is ended by God's will when the specified time is over. And this period of time is calculated such that the God rebellious can also live through the time on earth as a human being, only increased demands are placed on it if the spiritual substance still wants to mature in the last period, thus if it wants to completely give up its resistance against God. The spiritual substance, however, which does not give up its resistance against God in this earth period, remains in it for endless times and needs to stay in the solid form again, for it has not developed higher but rather undergone a regression which requires a renewed binding in the solid form. Amen.